There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, people selling breast milk for Christmas presents, minors allowed to buy e-cigs, kids not going to bed when they're supposed to, bad bedtimes. Oh, my gosh. Look at the anarchy. Look at the chaos that's going on. But we do got some good news. We got a supplement that may prevent weight gain, even after a buffet. So we got a busy hour on this next hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Christmas time is a definite stressful time. And one of the things that is very, very stressful is you are expected to buy gifts for everybody and their mother. And I never buy all the gifts I'm supposed to. And I usually forget my mother, which is really, really a shame. And I better not, because she's going to be ticked. Dr. Manny from Fox News has an article here saying if you sell your breast milk to pay for Christmas presents, that may not be a good idea. Apparently, there's a 26-year-old British mom who is selling her breast milk at $20 per 5-ounce bottle, and is being able to rake in a total of $4,700 so far. Most of her clients are chefs, bodybuilders, and mothers looking to supplement their own milk supply for their newborns. $4,700 for breast milk. And if any of you guys have seen me, I mean, I could stock a whole grocery store dairy. I mean, I didn't even realize I could have been a millionaire. I just never even thought of doing that. Okay. Unfortunately, though, it makes me a little nervous because if somebody is just, you know, I don't know, pumping the milk and then just handing it, you know, is anybody, you know, screening it? Is anybody, looking at, testing it for HIV, et cetera. And he says it is. It's a dangerous practice. I don't even think if you're allowed to sell body fluids online. Remember, there was a woman selling chicken pox laden lollipops so parents who didn't believe in vaccinating their kids could at least expose their kids to some chicken pox. And that was supposed to be a felony, to overstate lines, selling a communicable disease. I wonder if selling body fluids is also illegal. I have to find out. Anyway, there are other ways you could get breast milk for purchase, but I believe it has to be regulated. So if nobody's, you know, checking it for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, what if it's contaminated? What if it sours? So for those of you, looking to buy breast milk, I don't know. I would probably, you know, talk to your OB to find out about milk banks, etc. But I don't know if I would just randomly pay somebody $20 a pop per 5-ounce bottle. That's it. Now, what's the big deal about breast milk? Well, breast milk is, I mean, it's nature made. This is what these babies are built to imbibe. Okay? It's got the proteins, it's got the antibodies, and it offers protection. And so these babies, if they could get breast milk, that's the best thing ever. I tell some of my patients have asked, you know, look, if I'm not a big breastfeeder, you know, how long should I go? I mean, ideally, as long as possible, okay? But if not, we see benefits anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months, to a year, 2 years, etc. So, obviously the benefits increase the longer you have them. But if you could get at least, if you're the type of person that bodybuilds or doesn't have time or can't make the milk, at least try to get a good couple weeks of the breast milk into baby. I would strongly suggest that because it's there's nothing like getting the natural. You know, what about money for Christmas presents? She just, I know, $4,700, I know. Wow. What does the average person spend on Christmas? Easily into the thousands. And it shouldn't be. We don't. I mean, not on my family. I mean, if you think about it, hold on, though, if you think about it, between work gifts and bonuses, between colleague gifts, we're putting a Christmas party on, we are spending money. Now, mind you, the economy goes around. This is a very, very important time for our economy. We need people to spend, all right? People live on Christmas sales. And then after Christmas sales, we're expecting a lot of football, playoff, Super Bowl. Then we come into Valentine's Day. So you need these. You need these holidays. You know, I was talking to my engineer, Tom, about Friday being a holiday. I wonder if they should, you know, somebody should market something for Fridays. And, again, it's a great way to make money. You know, the more people spend, then the more jobs, etc. So I am for holidays. I am for these. You know, people going all excited about stuff. And I mean, I'm not a big fan of Valentine's. That's like my least favorite holiday. But I love the idea of people getting excited about something and people buying things and going to the store. When people don't go to the store, I get scared. So, you know, but I mean, are we overdoing it? I mean, is Christmas getting to the point where we're bankrupting people? Now, I love Christmas time. I love it, love it, love it. I love Hanukkah. Hanukkah's difficult because you got 8 days of presents. You know, and kids don't like Play-Doh anymore like they used to. You could get away with a present like some Play-Doh, you know, that or some Jax, and no, that doesn't work anymore. Now it's like, well, I want an Xbox, and I want an Xbox game, and I want this, and I want this. And I'm like, I want you to move out because you're costing me too much money. But one thing I notice around Christmas time is you get really immune to the presents. Okay, everybody is loading everybody up with presents and chocolate and all that. Where you know, we've talked about this. You bring an office $150 basket, it just goes next to the other baskets. And you just spent a bunch of money. So we've talked about many times, and I will, again, as the last minute Christmas shopping comes into play, give you guys some tips. But, you know, I would say, you know, guys, let's celebrate my Christmas in April. That's when I always need some electronics and nobody ever gives me anything. So don't give me anything now, but save it up till then. Try that. 1-877 Doc Sally. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. I don't know if it's Oliver. I can't tell if those are initials or not. Right, Doc, it's mid-December, and I just found out my insurance will be dropped next month. I'm scared, and he puts a cuss word, but it starts with an S and it ends with less. I'm 43 and haven't used it all year. I called the doc I saw for a strep throat last year, and they don't have any openings for 5 weeks. Do I go to the emergency room pretending to have a heart attack so I get my heart checked and blood tests? What should I do? This is something I remember talking about last year, almost identically, where we have put off going to the doctor all year long, all of a sudden there's deductible issues, or in this particular case, he's finding out he's not going to have coverage, and what do you do? Okay, what's today? Today's December 13th or December 12th? Today, I think it's December 12th. Okay, so you technically have 18 days. 18 days to get in with the doctor. Now, where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, you probably could. Okay, you probably could. But in some other areas, I get it, you probably can't. Now, don't just look at it as 18 days. Okay, when is Christmas? Christmas is December 24th, 25th. So we're talking early. You have probably less than a week and a half before a lot of doctors' offices close up shop. All right. I was even thinking about just having the clinic open for walk-ins because we are just too overwhelmed. There's just so many people trying to come in. But I just can't do that because people have deductibles, people have issues, and they want to get in last minute. So I can't go anywhere this holiday season. Anywhere this holiday season because we are going to be busy. It is going to be busy. So what do you do? Okay, first, do not go to the emergency room pretending to have a medical issue. Okay, because emergency rooms these days are, you know, kind of smarter now. And so they are not going to waste their resources because they don't have extra resources. So if you pretend, oh, I think I have chest pain. Oh, I mean, yeah, you'll probably get an EKG, but you're not going to be getting the full-blown physical like you think you could. You know, when I did ER, oh, yeah, you know, primary survey, secondary survey, you know, we'll do everything. Oh, really, you want me to check a prostate? That's fine. Really, you know, I gave my opinion. But no. You don't have the time. You don't have the resources. It won't happen. So I don't know if I would suggest you doing that. Now, if you're having chest pain, I mean, if you really are worried that you have something wrong, yeah, that's when you would go to an urgent care or an emergency room. But if you're just trying to do this because you can't get in with the doctor, that's baloney. Don't be doing that. You have 18 days as of today. So my suggestion would be to open up that, well, we don't use phone books anymore, but open up that computer and start looking around and calling and saying, do you take walk-ins? Do you whatever? Okay, but I mean, you know, that you are cutting it close. And for any of you guys who think you're good and you're in the clear and you're like, I'll worry about it after Christmas, can I tell you, no, don't. Take a look. All right, take a look at the medicines that you have. Do you have enough medicines for your trip? Yeah, I got another 30 pills left. What if you drop it? What if you lose your bag on the airplane? Do you have enough of your medication? I would suggest get an extra bottle and have that extra bottle on your person, not in cargo, so that you can at least have access to your medication. Okay, you know, I was on Moore, Las Vegas yesterday. Talking to Monica Jackson about medical mistakes that a lot of us make right before the holidays. One such thing is, like, you know, you're pregnant and you're supposed to be going to the doctor every week, every 2 weeks, etc. Well, do you know who's covering Christmas week? Do you know who's covering New Year's week? All right, this is some scary stuff. Now, another mistake a lot of you guys make, well, you'll take the last appointment of the week. You'll take maybe December 30th. All right, I got in with the doctor December 30th. Keep in mind, what if your doctor gets sick? If I'm getting sick, I'm going to call in. And you could be, you know, and I try not to. You know, and I try not to get sick. I've done my flu shot. You know, I take in as much vitamin C as I can. I mean, I try to be as protected as I can. But, keep in mind, your doctor could be sick. So don't wait. If you could get in this week or next week, I would say do it. Don't try to screw around with those holiday weeks. Do not. Because what if your tests come back abnormal? You need some time to do some of the tests. Now, what should a 43-year-old person be doing? Well, I think an EKG is a good idea. If you're a smoker and you've been smoking for a while, it may not be a bad idea to have a chest x-ray. For some of you real heavy smokers, even a CAT scan. If you're a woman, you should get a mammogram. If you're due for a pap smear, get that too. For blood work, you should have blood sugar check, cholesterol check, thyroid check. Men, depending on your family history and risk factor, prostate, PSA, done, blood count, urine, etc. Those are things that should be done, okay? And that's for a 43-year-old. But, I mean, it's scary stuff to think that, you know, you had something and you didn't use it, so you're going to lose it. And that is so true. You don't use it, you lose it. It's a shame. But for those of you traveling, remember, make sure you get in with your doctor before you travel. Make sure you have plenty of medication. If you're the type of person that always gets sick when you're out of town, and you're going to a place that doesn't have doctors very easily accessible, and you think that your sinus infection or your yearly bronchitis infection or yearly asthma attack is going to happen, then you want to make sure that you have your PrEP medicines. Now, I'm not a big fan of writing antibiotics for somebody that's not sick. However, I do have a couple patients where they are on the money, always getting sick that time of year. And as long as they come in and see me afterwards or report to me what's going on, I'll allow them to go and take something with them just in case. All right. Some of you guys that get chronic bladder infections, some of you guys that get chronic diverticulitis, you're going for Christmas. Okay? You eat a lot of crap at Christmas. Some of you have gallbladder issues. Get that stuff checked out. Get that taken care of before you travel. Some of you guys have anxiety. Your doctor will pretty much not call in Valium over state lines. It's very difficult to get your controlled substances, your Valium, etc. And if you got to eat with the mother-in-law and you're freaked out about that, you may want to go and get what you need in order. And I'm not saying go and stock up on Valium, but you know what I'm talking about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So we have another health rankings. All right, and they looked at the states, and they looked at the 50 states, okay? It's a recent report looking at lack of physical activity, looking at high obesity, looking at a violent crime rate, and apparently, in this one particular article, Tennessee didn't do that well. It ranked 45 out of 50. Where is the list? There's no list showing up. I can't see where the list of the worst states are. Well, I guess I'll have to go back to that. Well, that's kind of a crappy thing. I mean, you know, I don't want to just rip on Tennessee. I can't wait to go to Tennessee. I want to go to Nashville. I think Mississippi came in as the least healthy. They always seem to come in as the least healthy. That's a shame. I always want to see Mississippi also. They say there has been some improvements. Infant mortality rate have started to improve. Hospitalization, preventable hospitalizations have declined since hospitals are getting fined up the yin-yang. High school graduation has climbed. Air pollution is down, so we're doing something right. This is from the United Health Foundation. Less Americans are smoking, more have immunization coverage, cardiovascular and cancer deaths are also down. Life expectancy now up to 78.8 years on average, the highest so far. Women are starting to creep into the 80s, men the high 70s. Very easy in the next few years, life expectancy is going to be well into the 80s. Which is why we got to talk about money and saving and all that other stuff. All right. But still, we're seeing obesity huge in the Southern Belt. All right. Physical inactivity, violent crime. These are causes for early death. Now, the physical activity thing, it's so easy for me to sit here in my studio chair going, you guys have to go exercise. Now, I exercise twice a day. But it's not to the degree that I used to. I'm not running up and down hills and running up and down stairs and jogging. I'm not doing that. All right? I'm doing some light workouts on the treadmill. But at least it's something. The problem we have, the reason why a lot of us don't work out, is because we are getting lazy. Maybe we're depressed. Maybe we hurt. My joints hurt. My feet hurts. Okay? A lot of you guys have back pain. A lot of you have hemorrhoids. It's really difficult to just jump and work out. But if I can make any suggestion, as we go into the holidays, I want to make sure everybody has a light exercise regimen. Only do a heavy exercise regimen once the heart doctor says you can. But we got to get, you know, I want the unhealthy states to later be not even that big a deal, so I don't have to cover it. Okay, that's my goal. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So another concerning report that teens are using anti-anxiety medications and sleeping pills to get high, according to University of Michigan researchers. They say teenagers prescribed anxiety or sleep medications are 12 times more likely to abuse those drugs than those who have never received a prescription. often by getting the pills from friends or family members. Nearly 9% of the 2,700 adolescent study participants had received a prescription for anxiety or sleep medications during their lifetime. More than 3% had at least one prescription during the three-year study period. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how we're seeing more and more kids take Valium, take Xanax, etc. Then I don't understand why kids are more anxious now than they were, unless it's a sleep issue. And there was a study that came out yesterday saying more than 90% of American high school students are chronically sleep deprived, putting their health and academic performance in jeopardy. The study, based on U.S. national data, finds that most teens do not get the minimum 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night that is recommended by standard guidelines. I agree with this 100%. I have a 14-year-old. He is in bed after me. Now, I'm getting ready to go to bed. It's about 10 o'clock. I say, go to bed. Huh? Time for bed. Mom, I'm doing homework. Leave me alone. You're doing homework? Why is the World of Warcraft on your screen? Why do I see the World of Warcraft? Oh, no, that's just a screensaver. Screensaver, but I see the pew, 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 pew. I see the, like the sword, and I say, that's not homework. Mom, leave me alone. You're hovering. No hovering. I'm going to hover this. Anyway, so I fight with him all the time. Then he's like, I'm going to bed. Okay, so he's going to bed. Right? I find myself waking up at about 11. I go back, and I see it. He's still up. I'm like, go to bed. Okay. It's ridiculous. Then he has to wake up at 6 in the morning the next day. So I'm lucky if that boy gets about 6 hours of sleep, because he doesn't listen to his mama. And I'm a doctor mama. He better listen, but it just goes in one ear and out the other. He doesn't listen to me. He's a teenager. He thinks he knows more than his mama. He does. Oh, speaking of that, one of my patients comes in. She's in her 50s. And she brings in her 20-year-old son. And the son is sitting there. Very nice boy. You know, and she's like, look, this is my son, you know, and they're like, oh, you are such a cute little boy. Like, I'm, you know, 20 years old, ma'am. And I go, never leave your mama, never move away from your mama. And he's like, and, you know, the mom's like, well, he did move away, but then he came back to his mama. You came back to your mama. This kid is now like red and beat in the face. See, he came back to his mama, you see, and we're just high-fiving each other, me and the mom, and the boy's just sitting there. That's probably why boys don't even want to talk to mom, because we're so busy getting excited. Yeah, one of my sons came up to me going, Mom, can I ask you for some advice? I was like, really? You want to ask me for advice? Oh, my gosh, my baby is coming. Core, I yell at my husband. Core, guess what? He wants advice from me. Oh, my gosh, my baby needs his mama. Come to mama. Yeah, I will give you any advice. I kick the cat off my lap. I like, come to mama. You can sit on my lap. Mom, I just need to, like, ask you a question. I know, but the fact that you come to me, and the fact that you are coming to me, oh, my. You know what? Hold on. Let me Facebook this. Let me Facebook. Don't move. Let me Facebook that my baby is coming to mama for advice. Never mind. No, don't go. Hold on. Let me Facebook. Can I take a picture of you asking me? Let me Instagram it. Let me take a picture of you asking mama. Never mind. And then he leaves. I'm like, oh, I blew it. Anyway, okay, so back to kids not sleeping. Okay, so a lot of children say it's too much homework. My kids go, I got too much homework. You got too much homework because you spent the last 4 hours playing World of Warcraft and GTA. Anyway, so they say they have too much homework. And I don't really know what's going on. I remember having a lot of homework and going to bed at 2 in the morning when I was in high school, but I was literally doing homework. I wasn't playing Atari, okay? And I wasn't watching, Dallas or MacGyver or Moonlighting, because those shows were prime time, like 8 p.m. So I don't know what it was. Anyway, in the study, the researchers tracked findings from 4 U.S. government surveys conducted from 2007, 9, 11, and 13 as part of the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. Each year, between roughly 12,000 to 15,000 students in grades 9 through 12 were asked about how many average hours of sleep they got each school night. Overall, less than 10% of teens said they were actually meeting the current U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines for sleep. Only 7% of girls and around 8 to 9% of boys said they got 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night. They're probably lying, too. And for the most part, the sleep patterns for teenagers appeared to get worse. By the time they were in the 12th grade, 95% of high school students were not doing what they were supposed to, and girls were worse than boys. girls were more prone to sleeping 5 hours or fewer per night and less likely to get the whole 9 to 10 hours of sleep each night. They also found that black teenagers were significantly more likely to get fewer hours of sleep than their white peers. In each survey, 20% of black boys and girls were found to have daily sleep routines that included 5 or few hours of sleep, 15% of Hispanic girls, and 12% of Hispanic boys. Okay, but what's keeping them up? Is it their homework? Is it their games? Is it their YouTubes? Is it their texting? Now, for me, this is something that I notice I do. Okay, when I go to bed at night, that's when I could think. So some of my best writing and creative writing, in terms of if I have to write an article or come up with a speech or come up with a joke or whatever, happens at night. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait a second, I got to write that down. So one possibility is the kids are chronically stimulated all day long, that then finally when they do get to kind of, you know, collect their thoughts, they're going to be like, oh, wait a second, I forgot. You know, Steve Carell was singing on the Jimmy Fallon show, and I didn't get to see that, so I'm going to go and watch that. So, of course, I would suggest no electronics in your kids' rooms. I never had a TV in my room growing up. I never had a computer in my room. I remember having my mom's manual typewriter. She had the electric typewriter. She had an electric typewriter, and I had a manual. And I was using that manual, and it wasn't until I was in probably junior or senior year that I saved up enough money to get one of those typewriters where you could actually backspace. Remember, there was like one line of word processing, so you could backspace it. You would scroll it back and forth and then hit enter, and it would print. And I mean, that was probably the highest electronic. I had my little boom box with my little tape players, and I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, so I was listening to KZZP 104.7 FM. Or 102.7 FM. KZZP 102.7 FM. Maybe it's 102.7, I forget. So anyway, I was listening to that, and that was about it. So I had to go to bed. I would try to go to bed with the radio on, you know, but sometimes you'd hear Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40, right? Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40, yeah! So I'd listen to that, but not every night. That's about it. But now these kids have their Instagram and their Facebook and their tweeting and their Twittering and their YouTubing and their videos. And it's just too much. And then the Netflix. My kid watches horror films on Netflix. I don't know how he has access to those, but he does. That's what he's watching before he goes to bed. So I definitely have to get some mommy classes and learn how to, I can't talk to them. You know, also, let's look at their puberty, okay? There's a huge shift when we enter puberty with our 24-hour rhythm shifts. And kids want to stay up late and sleep in later. Now, why would kids want to stay up late after puberty? Okay, it's because, remember, they're now able to conceive. They're able to make babies. So the animal is supposed to roam around at night, copulating, okay? So kids like staying up late, and then they like sleeping in late. So, you know, there's been some talk that maybe we need to move the kids' school to starting at 10 so they could sleep in, but the 6 a.m. thing may not work. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email us also at drdahlia.com, and we'll answer your medical questions. Okay, so what about us workers, okay, starting work at 10 a.m. instead of 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning or, like me, 7 in the morning, okay? There's a major new study of American workers and their sleep patterns that has recommended later start times to improve on health. Even though they've already been talking about students doing later school start times, I think the results have been mixed. Some of the kids have been more alert. Some of them haven't been, et cetera. But, you know, we just talked about, you know, the rhythm of the night, in the rhythm of the night, the rhythm of how, you know, after puberty we like staying up late but then sleeping in later. Remember the good old days when we would sleep in till noon? If we were up at 10 a.m. we were like, what, huh? You know, then all of a sudden I went to college and it was either work or class by 6:30, so that stopped. I don't think I've slept in on a regular basis since I was 4. Anyway, so they say for every hour that work was delayed for us grown-ups, okay, people got 20 minutes more sleep. So experts are saying, why don't we delay the morning start time of work, making it flexible? After analyzing results from 124,000 American adults on their sleep and work habits, as recorded in the American Time Use Surveys from 2003 to 2011, lead author Dr. Matthias Basner of University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine and colleagues, I'm still on one sentence, found, take a breath, an association between earlier starting times for work or school and less time spent sleeping. Really? He got paid for that? The typical adult, according to the CDC, only sleeps about 6 hours in a 24-hour period. You're supposed to sleep between 7 to 9, teenagers 9 to 10. Results show that with every hour that work or school started later in the morning, we would probably get an extra 20 minutes of sleep. They say respondents slept an average of only 6 hours when starting work before 6 a.m., but they got about 7.5 hours if they started work between 9 a.m. and 10. The new study shows that paid work time is the primary waking activity exchange for sleep, and suggests that chronic sleep loss potentially could be prevented if we have strategies that make work start times more flexible. Results show that work is the dominant activity that we exchange for less sleep, not sex. Everybody thinks we lose sleep, you know, sleep for sex. No, a lot of us, we want our sleep. It's because we got to get up. So what about that? I mean, if you didn't have to show up to work by 7:45, okay? Because, see, a lot of us, the problem is, you know, traffic. So, I mean, when I was in L.A., I got to work early because I would just leave earlier to miss traffic. So I really lost out on sleep. I remember when I was in medical school and training, I remember waking up at 3:45 so I could be at the hospital ready to go at 4:45, 5 in the morning. 3:45 was my wake-up time. You know how ridiculous that is? All right. Anyway, so the idea though, I like the idea, you know, of, okay, I'm going to get to work when I get to work. I'm going to do my job and leave. Tell me the job. This would be, if I wasn't a doctor, if I was, let's say, in marketing or some other business, I would probably tell my boss, look, you tell me what you want. It may take me 100 hours a week. It may only take me 20 hours a week, but you tell me what job you want and I'll do it. All right. And I'll come in when I want to. I'll work from home. That would probably be my ideal job. I would love to work that way. If I need to sleep in, I could sleep in. Then I'm more awake. You know how unproductive people are when they have to force themselves to wake up early, and then they're sitting there dragging all day at work? You know, unfortunately, I have a medical office. So if a patient has an appointment at, I don't know, 8 a.m., you know, my staff has to be there at 8 a.m. So it's sometimes I see some patients before I go on air, so I can't mess around. But, you know, it's a thought. You know, if you could bypass traffic, that's another thing, too. If I get to bypass traffic, you actually get more bang for your buck in the morning than spending that time in traffic. I would say sleep and then do your work shift. And a lot of people in New York, their work shift is like 10:30 to 7:30. And this way they bypass traffic. and they get their 8 hours in and with lunch and they do good. So that's a definite idea. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a food supplement that appears to prevent weight gain. This is pretty cool stuff. It's a newly developed food supplement. It won't cause you to lose weight, but it'll prevent you from gaining weight. This is study co-author Gary Frost, chair of nutrition and dietetics at Imperial College of London, says this is the first time that a food ingredient has been shown to decrease weight gain. Now, what's the food ingredient? It's called propionate. Propionate is a fatty acid that's created when fiber ferments in the colon. Propionate, they say, does a number of things in the body. It's used for energy by the colon and liver. It makes sugar in the liver, and it appears to affect how much people eat by boosting signals that could suppress your appetite. Now, we recommend fiber because it helps you feel full. All right, and we think it also helps you with your digestion, helps prevent colon cancer, etc. According to Dr. Frost, he says there's a lot of short-term studies that show fiber will suppress the appetite, but we really don't have any long-term studies. We think that this is because the amount of fiber needed to consume to affect appetite is 2 or 3 times the current recommendation. Now, the current recommendation, I forget how many grams a day, but many of us don't barely touch that in a year. In a new study, researchers developed a chemical compound that includes propionate and gave it in fruit juice to half of 20 volunteers, and then the other got inulin, which is a plant fiber. The volunteers then got to eat as much as they wanted from a buffet. Those who consumed the propionate ate 14% less on average than the others. Then the researchers followed 49 overweight adults aged 40 to 65 as they received either the propionate supplement or the inulin alone, and they looked at the 6-month study. Of the 25% that took the supplement, only one gained more than 3% of the body weight compared to 6 who took the other. Those who also took the supplement had less fat around their waist, less muffin tops, which, by the way, another study came out saying if you have a muffin top, you are so much more at risk for heart disease. I not only have a muffin top, I have a, what are those, souffle. I have a souffle top, not the perfectly cooked souffle. The souffle that has started to sunk and falling out all over the ceramic thing, that's what I have. All right, so he thinks that the propionate must affect signals that suppress appetite. He says we're not sure which ones. It may also affect the metabolism of fat cells because it's decreasing the body fat around the waist. No major side effects from taking the supplement. Fine. Inject that sucker. I'll take it as a suppository. I don't care. I want to lose weight. The study was funded by the UK Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council. So if it prevented weight gain, if it suppressed your appetite, if it decreased around the belly fat, this could be a huge panacea for weight loss, diabetes prevention, heart attack prevention, etc. Also, he wonders, maybe the supplement caused the gut bacteria, the bacteria in your intestines, to be more efficient at extracting nutrients from the diet. You know? But the only problem is, if the gut is going to extract and take in more nutrients, that could make you gain weight. So, you know, right now in medicine, everything is about stem cells. Everything is about Ebola. Good. I mean, you know, long overdue. And everything is about this gut bacteria. Everyone's looking at gut bacteria. Is that what's causing us to gain weight? Is that what's causing us to, you know, get cancer if it's not the proper proportions? So it's interesting nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Game's on.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.